Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Welcome, listeners. It's currently 25 below. You're here with Chuck, Matt, and Boise Bell here in Fairbanks, Alaska, and all of you are praying for the sun. That's what you get. Like, I got it, too. Like, I was so tired of the snow. Like, it was like snowing.
And now you got to climb on the roof.
Yeah, now we got to climb on the roof, and I got to, like, clear out my vents, I guess.
Because, who's we? Like,
well, me and the mouse in my pocket, apparently.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you're going to help me.
Nope.
Matt's too busy. He can't come over and climb on the roof, although, like, he'd probably be more agile at it than I would be.
You'd be surprised.
I'm not a fan of heights. You're on your own.
Yeah, there's a reason I wasn't airborne.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But, yeah, it's definitely cold. It's supposed to be a negative 37 or a low of 37 and a high of 15. So I guess there's light at the end of the tunnel.
And UAF just pushed out something this morning, too, talking about tomorrow, possibly Saturday, negative 40 to negative 60 as well.
Yeah.
What do they know?
I don't know. They seem to be pretty right, though. They're pretty spot on.
I give them.
So I guess everybody's
going to
be down there taking pictures
news.
Again.
Yep, that's
they're
exactly.
Down the temperature sign taking pictures again. Except there'll be some will be out this time.
Yeah.
I think you and I need to go.
I don't think so.
I do. Mark that off my bingo card.
So, yeah, you're here with us at the KFAR studios here in Fairbanks. You're listening to us probably on 97.5 or 660 AM. Remember, you can always call in at 458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. You can also listen to us live at kfarradio.com. Click on that big orange ball that says listen live. Also, we have apps. So you can go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store and download the KFAR radio, and you can just click on that, and it'll take you live to the show at any time, basically. So anyways, let's start. Well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Yeah, remember, freedom is not a bargaining chip. It's not a line ledger on a tax. Certainly not a favor that politicians get to hand out. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that because there's some strange stuff going on in the lower 48. It's just absolutely freaking ridiculous. So, sorry.
That bothers you a little bit, I see.
Just a bit. Like, between Virginia, Minnesota, and Oregon. That's the ones to start off.
Yep.
Like, they're making California look like a gun oasis.
And that's pretty
like,
sad.
Yeah. Pretty sad when you could pull that off.
What a time to be alive to even say that.
Right? Yeah, entire left coast. Anyways, the OSCA Outdoor Mentorship Program will be held on March 12th. That's going to be from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the TVSA range over at 1230 TVSA Way. Go see Mike over there. Mike Condis runs that little program. They're going to be talking about bear baiting. So that'll be a pretty good TVSA.
I really don't want to bait a bear.
Well, this is so for hunting purposes, just so you can feed Boo Boo and Yogi or whatever.
Yogi the bear.
You're not leaving picnic baskets out there for him.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Yep.
TVSA will be having a spring 2026 gun show on April 18th and 19th, so mark that on your calendars. Show times will be from 10 to 5 on the 18th and 11 to 4 on the 19th. Admission will be $5 per adult, $4 for active. Get a hold of Man, why do I have problems saying that? Amelia Dell over at TVSA. She's a gun show coordinator. You can buy a table for $75, so pretty easy. But anyways, you can get all your contact information for Amelia over at tvsa.us/gunshows.
Chuck had to shut the door.
I forgot to shut the door.
Yeah.
Public shooting hours are also over at TVSA range. Every Thursday from 6 to 8. So the cost is only $5 for members and $20 for non-members. So great range, good people. But we got a call?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, let's take a call. Screw it. It's cold.
Should be on.
Hey, listener, you're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner. Go ahead.
Montana Kid Hammer here, and thank you guys for an opportunity to talk a little bit about the ladies of cowboy action, and welcome home.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll let you get on with your show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Have a great day. Stay warm.
Adios.
Adios. All right. C4 Training Group has their Active Self-Protection Skills Summit coming to Fairbanks on the June 20th and 21st. Go to our webpage at c4traininggroup.com. You'll see a link on there in the June time frame. It'll lay out all the information for you. But we got Neil Widener and Chris Bean coming up from the Lower 48. They're actually incredibly professional instructors, and this will be some – it's like an evidence-based techniques based off of all the, 50,000-plus videos Active Self-Protection has reviewed and said, all right, here's the stuff that we know works versus here's the tactical Timmy stuff that looks cool.
Yep.
And I think that that's a huge deviation in firearms training that we replicate for the most part in our classes as well. Like, what's the purpose of tap in rack? Well, that's kind of an antiquated thing, but your brain typically wants to go right to rack anyways and get that gun back up in operation. ACHP class for C4 Training Group is March 21st and 22nd. That class is almost full. A lot of the February ones wanted to push off because of the snow. So understand. So if you want to get in there with your loved ones and stuff and train up and learn how to properly defend yourself and what you can do and what the statutes say about defending yourself within the great state of Alaska, that is not an opportunity to be missed. And this week in firearms history, centered pretty much around February 26, marks a pivotal moment in firearm invention history, particularly on February 25th with the patenting of one of the most influential handgun designs. I'll tell you what, during this time frame, man, they were patenting the crap out of stuff, weren't they?
They absolutely were.
February is pretty busy.
It's probably because they were cold. They couldn't do anything outside, so they were just coming up with ideas in their garage.
Throw another log on the stove. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't have TV or cell phones.
You're right. They didn't.
How can we streamline war? How can we be more efficient?
Be more efficient in killing the enemy. So, February 25th, Samuel Colt's U.S. patent for the revolving cylinder pistol was granted, and it was named the revolving gun. Interesting. Which introduced a practical revolving cylinder mechanism allowing multiple shots, typically five or six, without reloading after each firing. This design featured a single barrel with a rotating cylinder aligned by a ratchet system triggered by a hammer. Imagine that. It addressed the limitations of single-shot muzzle loaders, enabling rapid fire and revolutionizing personal defense, military tactics, and law enforcement. The patent led to the production of the Colt Patterson revolver and the first commercially viable repeating handgun manufactured starting in 1837 at the Patent Arms Manufacturing Company in Patterson, New Jersey. I don't think there's any gun companies in Patterson, New Jersey.
Not anymore.
I don't think there's anything left in the right coast up in that area, New Jersey. I don't even think they don't make paste picante sauce there, do they? Remember that commercial? Anyways, I digress. Anyways.
Yes.
Although initial sales were slow due to economic factors and design refinements needed, it laid the groundwork for modern revolvers and mass-produced firearms. Colt had secured a similar patent in Britain in 1835, but the U.S. version solidified his dominance in the market. That's pretty cool.
That is neat.
While not an invention, a related historical event on February 28th, 1844. That's 2 days from now. Involved the explosion of the
experimental.
Why did that just happen to me?
You have your Kirkland water, not your smart water.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm drinking my Canadian energy drink, Celsius.
Aspirin real quick?
Right, like, do I need aspirin? I don't know what's up.
Is your tongue frozen?
Experimental peacemaker, wrought iron naval cannon. Aboard the USS Princeton during a demonstration killing high-ranking U.S. officials and highlighting risk in large-caliber firearm design, which indirectly influenced safer metallurgical practices in gun manufacturing. This is not a good day.
Today's episode of Reading Rainbow.
I feel like my bottom jaw's like still frozen
being outside. Yeah.
The peacemaker was a 12-inch wrought iron naval cannon mounted on the USS Princeton, a revolutionary steam-powered warship launched in 1843. It was one of the two massive guns on the vessel, the other being the Oregon, designed by John Ericsson and represented an ambitious attempt to advance U.S. naval artillery during the mid-19th century. So anyways, check this out. In February 28, during this promotional cruise on the Potomac River near Washington, D.C., the Peacemaker was demonstrated for around 400 dignitaries.
Wow.
Including President Tyler, members of Congress, cabinet officials, and their families. The gun had been fired successfully twice earlier in the day impressing the crowd with its thunderous blast. However, on the third firing, near Mount Vernon, as the salute, the breech catastrophically exploded, sending hot iron fragments across the deck. And there you have it. We have to go into our first break there, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back after this break, and we'll talk more about, wow, my exciting editorial on Minnesota's gun grab gambit. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska Pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
When you love being outside in Alaska, wintertime is just another trail to more sporting opportunities. Gear up with Frontier Outfitters, no matter what it is. Small game hunting, predator calling, ice fishing, and more. You'll find what you're looking for. Guns, ammunition, optics, GPS, traps, snares, and the right clothes. Winter camping necessities as well, and a variety of tents and sleeping bags. Prepare for success. Visit Frontier Outfitters. It's the best start to your next outdoor adventure for your Alaskan lifestyle. Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly clear skies today with a high of 17 below. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, 41 below. High of 18 below tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Partly cloudy Saturday with daytime highs approaching 19 below. 8 below Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Sydney, and Matt at Shooter's Corner. It is a balmy negative 25. So, yeah, go outside, water your plants. I don't know.
It'll freeze.
I'm just in one of those moods today.
You are in a mood.
It's funny you bring up the watering thing really quick. There's some drama on the Fort Wainwright family's
page.
Yeah, people
imagine
are
that.
People. Yeah, who could have guessed? Military wives and their drama. Yeah, people are complaining, which I think actually does warrant it. Don't try to remove your snow with your water hose. Apparently, a few houses on a certain neighborhood on base decided to mount up their water hose and then try to melt all the snow buildup, which in turn worked for them, but then froze the entire road. Who could have guessed that? And then now pipes are bursting because of that. So if that's one of you and you're listening, congratulations. You ruined it for everyone.
That will be a regulation 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Specialist Snuffy just won the Darwin Award.
Yeah, well, that's breaking their lease because they have it in the leasing office. And when you're looking through your lease, that there's a certain time when it hits a certain temperature. For the next few months, you can't even attach your hose. You're not supposed to use the outside of it, you know, whatever. So good for them.
Wow.
So anyways, welcome back.
Wow.
Listening to us at KFAR Radio here in the city of Fairbanks, Alaska. If you have any questions, please call 458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. All right, so.
We have a caller.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, you should
since
be
since I can't freaking talk anyways, might as well have other people call in and talk. Go ahead, listener. You're with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt.
Yeah, I want to talk.
But who are you first?
So I've got a tactical question.
Okay.
And it's been bugging me for like a week. When you mount a light on the front of a pistol.
Sure.
Can that be a disadvantage in the sense that if you are putting your light on before somebody else that you're either trying to find or whatever, wouldn't they tend to shoot at the light?
That's actually a question that we address in a couple of our classes. But here's the deal with weapon-mounted lights. Go ahead, Cindy.
Is he mounting it on top or under?
Well, normally it's on the pick rail on the bottom. Yeah. Nobody mounts it on the...
He said on top. Some people may.
Well, you could on a rifle, I guess, but yeah.
Pistol, not so much.
Pistols, not so much. But here's the deal with weapon-mounted lights that a lot of people do not take into consideration. Yes, you did kind of allude to it a little bit when you said, when I point my gun or whatever. Yeah. When weapon-mounted lights first came out, believe it or not, like there was videos of deputies down in the lower 48 that were literally using it as a regular flashlight, not realizing that is the muzzle end of a gun at the same time. So they would like go up on a traffic stop, look at the person's driver's license while pointing the gun at their hand with the flashlight turned on, then point it at the driver's face to see if that was the same person that was on the driver's license.
Wow.
Having said that, if you're like you have a weapon mounted light, it is recommended that you also have another handheld flashlight. You do the searching with the handheld flashlight if you want to. Or if you're going to do searching with a weapon mounted light, use what we call the spill, right? Meaning you have the hot spot, especially like on a Surefire, you know, X series, you'll have like a really hot spot in the center, and then you have like that aurora that's around it, you know, the spill is what we call it.
Right.
And so you use the spill to do the searching. I like lights on guns to help me find where, using the spill, of course, to find where the light switches are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you, I'll tell students this all the time. Just flip on all the light switches. Take all the dark hiding spots away, because most of us are not running a set of NODs with IR lasers anyways.
Right.
You know, like a Navy SEAL team. So, yeah, when I would go in and clear a residence or a building or something like that on a burglary call or anything, flashlights were used to help find light switches.
And to your question specifically as to whether or not you'd be a target or someone would engage at that light, I could understand if maybe you're rocking some old car rifle with a old incandescent light bulb that's pushing 50 lumens with 10 D cell batteries in it. I could understand being able to engage that in the dark, but on the actual opposite end of a flashlight, which I have been on, and I thought it too a lot when I was growing up, is, you know, how, why would you put a light on there? You're going to get, and then once you actually get that light shown in your face, you can't see. And even if you're far enough away and it's dark enough to where you can spot that light, one, you're still pretty blinded, and two, the odds of you being able to accurately engage that light, you're really only suppressing whoever is shining that light on you. You're not putting rounds on target. There's a lot of methods too, where if I hold my pistol out and then I have my offhand light up above my head and to the left, if I'm shooting at that light, I'm engaging someone's hand.
Which is called the FBI technique.
Yep. Yeah. And yeah, so
I like that. I like that approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas the other one we teach is either a temple index with the light, or which kind of backlights your own gun. So that's not necessarily really good for a red dot.
Yeah, not too great.
And then the FBI technique is where the handheld flashlight is held off to the side, but you're shooting then single hand. And then the other one that's somewhat supported is a Harry's technique. But yeah, could people shoot back at the light? Yes, military has always been trained to do that. But what Matt's talking about is when you have so many lumens, being able to punch through any photonic barrier and basically blinding the person to where now they just see a big red bulb in their eyes, right?
Right.
And you take away their night vision, that's the least of their concerns at that point.
Yep.
And then not having a pinpoint light on them, having a more open spectrum where you can't really see the center of it, you're just seeing this.
Well, be careful about that, because we do want something that has a little bit of a core center hot light, right? Because you want to be able to pin them with that light.
Yeah, I could have a bunch of spill, and that'll illuminate the entire area, but I'm not getting key detail. And the whole point of the light on your weapon is it's PID.
Just to be able to – well, the whole point of having a weapon-mounted light is to be able to have two hands on the gun and fight it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
– I'm going to have to go to the range and hold up a flashlight and
see how well you are with a single-hand
shooting technique.
I've tested
this on myself. I just took my Surefire, put it at the end of a hallway, turned it on, and then I went to the opposite end and looked at it and tried to – it's not great.
Yeah, and then stumbled around trying to get back to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate the info.
Yeah, of
course.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know what, Chuck?
Yeah.
Before we start on the Minnesota gun grab, everybody get a pen and paper. You're going to need to write this down.
Oh, what? What'd you get? What'd you find?
Well, they're going to need to write this bill down, because this is really important. Let's go. a start?
Well, it's not applicable to Alaska yet, but I just like people to be aware of what's going on in the lower 48, because could that stuff like migrate across the country? Yes. Could it affect us in if we carry an Alaska concealed handgun permit as part of our reciprocity, and all of a sudden this other state comes up with this? You know what I'm saying? People need to know what these lifetime politicians are doing.
They lie to your face, say,
"Well,
hey,
what?
I'm going to do this."
What? You
think? Someone called out Bernie Sanders the other day. He was yelling.
You've been up here for longer than I've been born, and you haven't changed a thing.
You've been sitting in that chair for longer than I've been alive, and you haven't done anything. I thought that was great.
So today we're going to dive headfirst in the storm brewing up north in Minnesota, a state that's supposed to be the land of 10,000 lakes, not 10,000 new ways to trample on the Second Amendment. Governor Tim Walz, Timmy the Tampon, and his crew have unleashed a 15 bill. What? Did I say something?
Yeah.
I heard nothing.
Yeah. Well, I must be having a stroke. And his crew have unleashed a 15 bill barrage that's got every responsible gun owner on high alert. And buckle up, because one of these proposals isn't just aiming at your rifles. It's kicking in your door without so much as a howdy do. Let's break it down shooter style. First off, let's tip our hats to the sheer audacity of this package. Rolled out in February of 2026 like a bad sequel to last year's gun control flop. We're talking bans on semi-automatic military-style assault weapons under bills like HF 3433 and 3434, which would force you to register your existing AR-15s or similar rifles by May 2027, with no transfers allowed except to the scrap heap. No grandfathering for the next generation. Your grandkids won't inherit that family heirloom without breaking the law. Then there's HF 3402, slapping a hard ban on magazines over 10 rounds, no exceptions, no mercy. You'd have to surrender, modify, or ship them out by July 2027. Add in taxes on guns and ammo at 10 to 11%. Mandatory liability insurance. Ghost gun cracks down via HF 3407 and requirements to report lost or stolen firearms faster than you can say bureaucratic nightmare. Now, proponents like Walz claim that this is all data-driven to stop tragedies, pointing to events like the Annunciation Church. I actually enunciated that really well. Church shooting. Let me pause. I was like, pat myself on the back. Fair enough. Nobody wants more bloodshed, but let's call it what it is, a feel-good facade that punishes the law-abiding while crooks laugh all the way to the black market. Studies show assault weapon bans have mixed results at best, maybe trimming mass shooting fatalities a tad, but doing zilch for everyday crime where handguns rule the roost. And those taxes and insurance mandates, they'll hit low-income folks hardest and very people who need a firearm for protection in tough neighborhoods. Rural hunters and sportsmen get the short end too. These assault definitions could snag your trusty semi-auto deer rifle, turning ethical harvest into felonies. But here's the real kicker, folks. The part that should have every freedom-loving American boiling mad. Buried in HF 3433 is a section on safe storage compliance that opens a door, literally, to warrantless searches of your home. If you want to keep your grandfather's semi-auto, you'll have to get a certificate from the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, prove secure storage, and then submit to random inspections by law enforcement anytime they feel like it, no warrant required. That's right. Cops could show up unannounced to poke around your gun safe, all in the name of safety. This isn't just a Second Amendment gut punch. It's a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. Groups like the NRA, Gun Owners of Minnesota, and even some liberal gun owners on forums are sounding the alarm, calling it a direct assault on privacy and constitutional rights. Think about it. You follow the rules, register your property, and in return, the government gets a free pass to invade your castle. That's not prevention. That's precedent-setting tyranny. And with the House tied and some bills like preemption repeal already stalling in committee, this whole mess screams partisan overreach. Republicans are pushing back with calls for mental health funding and school security, real solutions that address root causes without turning hunters into suspects. Look, shooters, Minnesota's not alone in this fight. We've got similar battles in Virginia with their assault bans and storage mandates, but this warrantless search nonsense takes the cake. It's time to rally, call your reps, join the protests, and remind them that the Constitution isn't a suggestion. As the Supreme Court made clear in Heller and Bruin, you can't ban common arms or condition rights on giving up others. Stay vigilant, stay armed, stay free. We've got to go into our half-hour break. Man, that was perfect timing. Have to go into our mandatory half-hour break here. When we come back, Matt and I are going to discuss some issues with Aero Precision, apparently.
Yes, we are.
So feel free to call in 458-TALK after this break. We'll be right back. Chuck, Sidney, and Matt.
From the Satellite West Studio, satellite-based voice communications. You're listening to KFAR Radio, 97.5.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Catching up with Vice President J.D. Vance. He's at a machining facility in Plover, Wisconsin, and says Democrats are to blame for the high cost of living.
Our attitude is, you know what? When you talk about affordability, you're exactly right. You caused an affordability problem, congressional Democrats, and we are here to fix it.
Democrats have credited multiple key election victories last year to criticism of the president's handling of the economy and affordability. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton getting questions from the House Oversight Committee about her relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Mrs. Clinton says she did not recall ever encountering Epstein and accused the GOP-led committee of using her to distract from President Trump. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says release the Epstein files already.
We're going to pull on every thread. We're going to chase every lead. We'll talk with whistleblowers. We will get to the truth.
Former President Bill Clinton expected to be deposed tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports the Anchorage School Board voted Tuesday to close three elementary schools and overhaul programs across the district, advancing a controversial right-sizing plan as officials grapple with a projected $90 million budget deficit. The board approved ASD Memorandum No. 137 in a 4-3 vote, authorizing the district to move forward with closures and boundary changes officials say are necessary as enrollment falls and costs rise. Under the plan, Fire Lake Elementary School, Lake Otis Elementary School and Campbell STEM Elementary School will close after the 2025-26 school year with buildings repurposed or declared excess to district needs. District leaders have said the changes are part of a broader effort to align spending with shrinking enrollment and uncertain state funding. Anchorage Mayor Suzanne LaFrance urged caution, warning the cuts could ripple beyond classrooms. These cuts will be devastating not just for families, students, and educators, but to the future of our community, she told the board.
Online at KFAR660.com.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too. Family owned and operated. Keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
It's remote start season at Auto Trim Design. With our variety of CompuStar remote starts available, we are sure to have an option to fit everyone's needs. Enjoy many features like smartphone control with drone mobile, two-way rechargeable remotes, proximity unlock, additional security alarm, and so much more. With over 30 years of experience, Auto Trim Design takes pride in being CompuStar's only pro dealer in the interior. Contact us today to set up your appointment to have your remote start professionally installed. Stay warm with Auto Trim Design this winter.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're with Chuck, Cindy, Matt here at Shooter's Corner in Fairbanks, Alaska, where it's still that balmy negative 25. Yeah. So if you have your grow operation outside, you might want to move it in. Just saying. Anyways, we got done talking about Minnesota and Virginia and all the fun stuff that they happen to have going on in their world, and that kind of sucks. So if you missed that, remember, you can always go back and listen to the archives at kfarradio.com. Scroll down where it says Shooter's Corner with Chuck Hendry, and scroll down and you'll find all the archives from all of our past shows as well, where you get to listen to, you know, Cindy, Matt, and I banter on the radio show, and other people that we've had come on, like Montana Kid Hammer, that came in and filled in with us as well. So a lot of good information on there.
Absolutely.
And we actually name them something other than just like the today's date or something.
Yeah.
Works out well. All right, Matt. You were wanting to discuss something about Aero Precision.
Yeah. So
first of all, so let's let the listeners know what they do.
Yeah.
What do they make?
So Aero Precision started out as an aerospace engineering company and then transitioned slowly into the firearm space for the last decade, where they've pretty much been a staple up until I'd say about 2021 when their QC started falling off. But they've started out with making upper receivers and upper receiver parts, outsourcing their barrels from whoever. But their upper receivers were notably really well because it was a different handguard design. They were a lot cheaper than what you can find at the market at the time, especially when M-Lock became, which is an attachment system, came so popular. And then they started pushing out full rifles. And then from there, they've been like a known factor where, again, for a while, I'd say up until about 2021, 2022, you could suggest an Aero Precision AR-15 or AR-10 pattern rifle to anyone, and you knew it was going to work. And then they came out with the, I want to say it's their Lahar suppressors a year or two ago. They have their, I want to say it's the Aero Solis. I could be wrong on that. It's their bolt action rifle. So a good staple in the community where, you know, I'm going to pay money and get something that's really good out of it. Their lowers considerably being the biggest thing that they've sold. So on February 19th, an email came out from Scott Dover, who is the CEO of Aero Precision. And if you know anyone in the firearms industry, or you just pay attention to patterns, you'd start to notice that Aero Precision, there were some rumors that they were getting, they were moving, they were relocating out of, I believe it's Washington, and they just relocated to a different spot. They were having some financial issues. There was a lot of problems with promises where people were purchasing firearms directly from their site. They weren't getting it for a year, or stores, your brick and mortar, weren't getting stuff in. They were having to buy from third parties, whatever. You'd have to go to either a store online that wasn't Aero Precision to purchase something from Aero that was in stock, because you couldn't get anything from them. So this email reads, Aero employees, we are writing to inform you of an important update regarding our company-sponsored health insurance coverage. Effective February 19th, our medical insurance coverage with Cigna was canceled. The cancellation occurred because premium amounts due from Aero Precision LLC were not remitted to Cigna. While all medical insurance deductions withheld from employee paychecks were properly deducted and submitted towards premium obligations, the employer-funded portion of the premiums was not paid. As a result, Cigna terminated the medical insurance policy. Please be advised of the following. All employee-paid medical deductions that were withheld from your pay have been forwarded to Cigna. No further medical insurance deductions will be taken from employee paychecks effective immediately. Dental and vision insurance coverage remains active and ineffective. Payroll deductions for dental and vision coverage will continue as normal. We understand the seriousness of this matter and the disruption this may cause. Additional information regarding next steps and available options will be communicated as soon as it becomes available. If you have any questions, blah, 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 whatever. Now, here's where they're dodging some responsibility, because this is, again, it's been known that they're not paying some of their bills. They signed this Aero Precision LLC. Scott didn't actually sign it himself. He signed it as the company. So anything liability wise going to the company, not him, which, you know, that is a way to bypass certain things. But there is a source that's been working at Aero Precision for years now, and in some of the groups that we all kind of rotate through, let me backtrack. He didn't announce that he worked for Aero until this email came out, because people sign NDAs. They can't really discuss what they're doing, whatever. But he has been openly saying or talking about things that have been going on with this company, not to purchase from a certain brand, but he would never mention what it was because they will not be able to fulfill their obligations, all that stuff. So he went on when this email came out, since NDAs are being broken now and I guess stuff's not being held to the employee contract from the employer. People are starting to break stuff now. But he went on to talk about how the firearms industry is down 40% since over the last year. And it's estimated to go down another 20% overall since COVID. The only company apparently that's doing really well is Glock, because they pulled a really cool trick where, hey, we're coming out with the Gen V, Gen 6. So it forced all their remaining stock for Gen 5s to be either sold or handed back over. So then companies and stores would be obligated to carry the Gen 6 since they were discontinuing it. Really cool move on their part. But he was talking about everything that's been going on with them. Apparently, there's roughly, at Aero Precision currently, about 38 people still working for the company. They started talking about layoffs last year. They've been doing layoffs since 2021. I believe it was 2,000 employees they had at one point in time, down to 30. You can't imagine how much that hurts that company. And what sucks is, you know, people look at this company and they're like, I'm trying to buy this product. I can't get it anymore. This sucks. You guys suck. You didn't hold up your end. That's families that are, you know, they're depending on these paychecks that have been cut from every which way or another.
Well, there was speculation in the world out there that, especially amongst, you know, these companies that are buying from Aero Precision, that there was no stock on hand, that they were like keeping it. They weren't manufacturing anything until the monies came in, and then they were using that money to manufacture the stuff. So major distributors were like not receiving any shipments until they had paid basically in advance, and then all of a sudden the stuff shows up.
Yep.
So it's not like they were manufacturing and keeping stuff on hand. So apparently even their own website has showed stuff out of stock.
Yeah, and it's been things that they would put on social media, hey, it's going to be back in stock here shortly, and then it just was not. The other thing with this, too, is this is how you can kind of tell a company's going out of business. A lot of people that work in the firearms industry that have worked for companies that have shut down, specifically one person saying that he was their company controller. Sounds like accounts payable screwed up, but this sounds like it could have also been some sort of embezzling. Again, speculation, but this shows clearly that they stopped paying bills to their insurance, which is notably one of the biggest things a company can do before it goes out. Aero Precision has been speaking, especially at SHOT Show this past year, with the, I want to say it was 1 to 2 people that showed up from the company, moving back into the aerospace and engineering side of it. But their new plant that they supposedly moved to, some of the former employees went over there to see how it was doing, and there was 2 cars, and it's this massive, massive warehouse industrial building, 2 cars on a normal work day at, I think it was 2 p.m. They're facing multiple lawsuits from employees from not being paid out for their contracts. It's really going downhill. And if anyone likes to build firearms, you know about Ballistic Advantage. They make really great barrels. They have a lot of really great lines. Aero Precision bought out Ballistic Advantage, I want to say a few years ago, so they could have in-house barrels being made instead of outsourcing it to them in the first place. With that, hopefully Ballistic Advantage doesn't go down the toilet like it seems Aero's trajectory is going, because I've had a bunch of their Hansen lines of barrels, and they're awesome, phenomenal barrels that far exceeded my expectations for a $90 to $110 barrel. But you're owned by a certain company, and you can't even push out what you're doing. It's kind of going downhill, which if I remember correctly, last year people were posting pictures of some Ballistic Advantage barrels, and they were rusted out sitting in the Aero warehouse because they weren't being put on rifles because they were such short stock. But at that point, it was just speculation. It was not anything even getting close to being confirmed. So there's so much stuff. If you guys just go online, type in Aero Precision Reddit, you can see a bunch of employees went on the Aero Precision website, their sub forum, started posting all the emails, the talks that they were having with the company, all the pictures, and Aero Precision started blocking every single one of them. You are banned from this, using this subreddit. You're banned from doing all this, whatever. So it's not looking good for them.
Wow. We ready to go into our last break?
Yeah, we are.
All right, we're going to go into our last break. When we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about the Aero Precision. Then we also have something else we want to talk about, and that is the Mantis Titan. What do you think, Matt?
I love it.
Yeah, so
it's
far.
Really fun.
Yeah, so far. All right, we'll talk about the Mantis Titan when we come back, because we actually picked up a couple of them. And so we'll kind of give you a little product review of what we think just so far in our initial like play with testing, if you want to call it that. So we'll be right back with Chuck City Matt here at Shooter's Corner at KFAR 97.5, 660 AM.
You can plan on it every day. You're either building something or you're repairing and adjusting stuff around the house. The list is long, from squeaking hinges to the annoying kitchen cabinet that refuses to stay shut. Well, there's always something, right? Sticky doors to the occasional wiring job and everything in between. You need tools, and Century Hardware has your back with the hand tools, power tools, and the largest selection of fasteners in the interior. Open every day. Century Hardware. What you need right now.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks. It's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Auto Trim Designs Tint and Paint Protection Film Department is now open. Their professional installers are ready to keep your vehicles looking sharp and protected all year long. Auto Trim Designs self-healing PPF shields your paint from scratches and wear, helping your car stay flawless for years. And with their window films, it adds a stylish deep black color to your vehicle windows. It also provides protection from harmful UV rays, reduces glare, and increases privacy. From exterior protection to interior comfort, Auto Trim Design has you covered. Stop by today.
KFAR weather.
Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 17 below. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 41 below. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 18 below. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereeden at Shooter's Corner here in the chilly city of Fairbanks, Alaska. Still 25 below.
The temperature dropped. It dropped.
Yeah, I don't know what it is right now. And it was like, quite honestly, I don't need it for my mental health to look at it. But here was Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here in the studios here where we're actually staying, you know, pretty warm.
All things considered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that 59 or 69 degrees?
69. It could be 49. It'd be 10 times warmer than it is outside.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we just got done talking about Aero Precision. And if you missed any of the segments of the show, feel free to go on to KFARradio.com where our archives are. And you can listen to all of our show previous to today and past episodes. So it's a pretty good option. You can also download them too. That way you can listen to them on the plane. We got done talking about Aero Precision while we were doing that. I remember Thunder Ranch did a collab with them as well, and Clint Smith had done like a design with them, one where they took the forward assist off.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like the idea of that anyways. I always thought the forward assist was on a freaking AR was an incredibly stupid idea that the Army had put on there, counter to Eugene Stoner wanting it on there. Because he had basically a forward assist that was built into the bolt carrier itself. Yep. That little indent on the side, you just stick your thumb in there and push the bolt forward if you needed to, not force the round into the chamber, which is what you don't want to do anyways. I don't know. How about you clean your chamber?
Yeah. Like, well, I think, and it wasn't the whole reason for the forward assist because the military didn't want to pay.
The powder.
I thought it was the powder and then the buffer springs. They were extremely underweight. And so that was another reason for that
not being able to seat fully.
Yeah.
Nah, everything that I've heard, and even Eugene Stoner has said that it's a powder.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, they had those skeletonized magwell cutouts as well.
Yeah.
So you could like get your fingers up in there and maybe clear out functions a little bit easier if you had like a double feed or something. But yeah, anyways, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Also, reading this, I forgot to Aero Precision also owns Stag Arms.
Hmm. I can't remember if I've ever really heard anything good about them. They're a pretty low cost.
Very low cost, yeah. Very low cost, I think they were around that, like, when DPMS was still selling firearms, that really
Panther
low.
Panther Arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. Let's talk about the Mantis. So, as a company, C4, I went out and I bought a couple of these. So, Matt has one. I have one. I kind of really like them. So, it kind of takes the integration of the 10... the Mantis 10 that you mount on the pick rail or on the bottom of a magazine, it kind of takes all of that and puts it all inside a Glock 17 or a Glock 19 or a Glock 45 style handgun that actually fits in a Glock 17 holster.
Yep.
Or a Glock 19 holster or whatever. Versus the CERT pistol, which shoots a laser out as well, which does not fit in an actual Glock holster. So that's kind of the difference on these. So whatever holster you have, and they're going to make other models as well. I think they already have some talks in place for the H&Ks and the SIGs and those things too. So they kind of see that there's a market for these, obviously. But I thought it was a pretty cool idea. But you take these things and you press the button on the top and it syncs in Bluetooth to the app as well. So now you can actually practice your draw stroke from the holster and see all of the movements that you have going on. Matt's trying to get it out of his ALS holster here.
Yeah, I didn't tighten down the Surefire because I don't want to.
Yeah, and you can mount
the screw anymore.
Right, and you can mount your weapon-mounted light to the pick rail. It has a pick rail, and everything else pretty much doesn't move except it does have a resetting trigger, which is pretty nice. Syncs right up to the app.
The slide doesn't lock back, right?
Correct. There's no reciprocating slide on it or anything. You can set it to where the laser is on all of the time, which helps you zero it. You can actually mount a red dot on this gun as well. So you take the dot cover off, and then you can mount an RMS, RMCC, RMR. I think, what was the other gun, the ones? Olight has some that mount directly to it.
Yep.
There's a couple of screw patterns that are on that slide when you take the plate off. So it's really handy that you can put a Hollow Sun 508 on it. I think a Hollow Sun 507 on it. You have the laser on permanently, just so you know. So
it's for the 1R1. I don't know why it kind of got stuck on the.
Now, if you hit that little button on the top, then it'll like cycle it.
There we go. Off. Yeah. On. Off.
There you go. I just didn't want you to like ND a laser in my eyeball.
Yeah, I had it happen with a PEC, so I'm pretty sure that's why my right eye is really bad.
That's a lot more like wattage.
Yeah, that's free LASIK eye surgery, except done not professionally.
Right. But great training device. So I know in the past we've like had people, I think like Steven and stuff like that, has called in and he's like, what do you think? And I'm like, I always tend to gear towards the Mantis 10, 10X and stuff like that. And then I was like, well, let me try this Titan thing because I've seen some other guys on the gun tubers that have used these things and they've worked out incredibly well. I like the idea that you can put a dot on it too.
Yeah. I think this would be, I really enjoy this thing that Mantis made. I think the only thing I would change about it, which this would be in the future, and I can't imagine how much money it would actually cost, but getting a majority of the internals to be towards the front of the slide, maybe the back of the barrel going forward stayed still, and then the rear where your red dot is, if they had some sort of reciprocation where the magazine held a CO2 cartridge, there was a battery in the little open area on the grip strap for the pistol itself, so you can get that recoil. Because, I mean, this thing is...
Well, they already have the Cool Fire Trainer.
Yeah, but I think putting it in an all-in-one package, which I imagine it would be probably $500 to get a lot of this stuff down, but putting it into an all-in-one package where now not only am I getting everything that this is already doing, but a little bit of recoil on top of it would be great. But I think this thing is about as perfect as you're going to get it. If you could mount this
for the price point.
Yeah.
I think it's only like $199. They have coupons online. Yep. You can get them cheaper.
Yeah.
I think NRA instructors or whatever like that can get them a little bit cheaper, maybe like in the 170 range.
Yeah.
I bought two of them for like $310 or something like that with shipping. So there were some coupons that were online that I had found. So there's that.
Yeah. I mean, the app too alone, even if you're not using this product, you're using one of their others, just the app telling you, you know, here's how long it took you to draw the pistol. Here's how long it took you to get your first round on. Here's all those different things when you
When you touch the trigger.
Yeah.
The trigger press.
Yep.
Like, when did the shot break? What did your sights do after?
Exactly.
After the trigger break. Yep. You know, I love all that data points. And that's why I get Cindy on these things And then she's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Oh, okay. And then she's like, all right, look at the phone. It's not lying. Yeah. Like the app is showing you exactly what you did. Oh, okay.
And it's not beating going out to the range and just
don't
putting.
Beat me up.
I'm not beating you up. I'm just saying that it's a classic.
Well,
I've always been told, like, don't teach your wife how to drive. Don't teach your wife how to play golf.
I disagree.
Like, I'm just going to argue with you about
it. I disagree. We do fine in golf.
Okay, that's all you took out of that conversation?
That's all she needed. No. And pickleball.
She validated it.
Yeah. My love language is words of affirmation.
But no, I mean, it's not beating you going to the range and actually shooting, but at the same time, the feedback of directly telling me exactly what's wrong with how I'm shooting or how I'm presenting or maybe my grip or my pull, because you can get a lot of that from going out and shooting at a paper target, but being able to constantly go back and replaying it, maybe I didn't paste up all my holes, so I don't know what that shot was, you know, whatever. Having it all on my phone, being able to save the data or record it, it's well worth more than what you're paying for.
You have somewhat of a point, but I would submit this, though. All right, so you're not getting the recoil, so therefore you're not being able to track the dot up to 12 o'clock and then right back down on the target and stuff like that. I got that. But what you're getting out of this is the dry practice of pressing the trigger.
Yep.
And there's something to be said for developing those neuromuscular pathways of being able to get the dot up on target fast, because that's going to happen with this, and then being able to break that first shot, right? So, you know, you start getting 5,000-10,000 rounds through this thing of repetition, you're going to get there to where you're like breaking the shot, coming back to reset, breaking the shot, coming back to reset, breaking the shot, and doing that consistently without moving the sights a lot other than what you would be missing in recoil. You're going to get better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just are.
Yeah. Dry fire is definitely like especially if you don't have the money, maybe stuff gets tight, you have your weapon, your carry ammo, whatever, but you can't go out and just throw money at rounds. This is such, even though I'm saying this, and it still does cost around $200.
Yeah, a lot of us aren't sponsored at that level.
No. And having that means
Glock
to
team.
Practice. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
10,000 rounds a day.
That amount of money you're getting paid. And then on top of that, I think this is such a cool way to keep fresh. You know, there's a lot of things you do in life. You think you're great at it and you stop practicing. And this is one of those things where this allows you to, you don't even have to leave your house, go in the garage and practice.
I would say that there's one other thing where this helps. Like if you're a firearms instructor or you're trying to teach somebody how to shoot, this is a technique for diagnostics.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
I have to agree with that.
Yeah. If you can't figure out what's going on just because of the way the shot pattern is or something like that, this will help you. Like you're like, oh, okay. I can see now on the app where the pre-ignition push was as you were loading up the trigger, you know, coming to that pressure wall and then breaking the shot and then what your sights did after that too, right?
Yeah.
So you can see trends much faster. And then it does give you an idea too, like, oh, you're healing the gun or you're doing this. And so it kind of gives you much more diagnostics, like feedback within the app as well. So that maybe you could coach the student or be able to coach, you know, your spouse or whomever. Like
your spouse.
Coach somebody. but nonetheless, yeah, it does provide, I think, really good feedback considering what it is, right? It's kind of like a iPhone gyroscopic sensor system built into the freaking thing and for a really good price point.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is especially with the magazines, because it does come with two magazines.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Two weighted magazines, too, which give you a little bit more weight. So they're drop-free, manipulating them out of your spare magazine.
Yep.
It
really replicates that Glock feel that you're already getting, but at the same time, too, it's really awesome to be able to train and not have to completely unload my other firearm, because the trigger pull is almost identical to a certain extent, but not being able to have to completely unload it. Okay, let me make sure everything's good. I have the two magazines it comes with. I can do all my reloads from there. I can drop them and not have to worry about, you know, something breaking or whatever, which usually isn't the case. But really cool to just have a dedicated system that mirrors almost one-to-one my Glock and then being able to use that with all of my accessories, my holsters, my mag pouches, all that sort of stuff, and not having to change stuff around.
All right, we're done with the show. I hear the music playing in my ear. Hey, all right, people, I appreciate everybody listening to our show today here at KFAR Studios in Fairbanks, Alaska. Thank you for tuning in to Shooter's Corner with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt. And next week, we'll continue on with our conversations about the Second Amendment and how we probably need to try to preserve it. So
yes.
Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Get up there and clean the vents off of your house.
As we learn.
Apparently it works with the plumbing or something. Anyways, be safe, stay warm, and stay dialed in. Be safe. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for listening to Shooter's Conversation. Corner.